Hello and welcome to The Olive Tree with me, Julia Fisher, the programme that brings you the stories of believers, both Jews and Arabs, living in Israel, including the West Bank. My guest today, Bishara Deeb, was born and went to school in Nazareth, and several years later, he still lives there with his wife and family. Bishara gave up a successful business to study the Bible at the Nazareth Evangelical Theological Seminary, or NETS for short. Why? Because he wants to share his faith in the Arab villages surrounding Nazareth. Bishara is one of a small minority of Arabs living in Israel who describe themselves as evangelical Christians. Because so little is known about this group of believers, they feel alone and isolated. So I met Bishara recently at NETS, where he began by telling me a little about his early life.
I was born in Nazareth. I have education in the Baptist school, and I met my wife there. She was in my class, and we fall in love, and we get married after 5 years.
What were your dreams at that time? Did you want to stay in Nazareth? What did you want to do with your life?
Actually, no. I want hardly to leave Israel even, and to look for kind of another freedom than here. And I dream about Spain and these kind of places in the Middle East. Greek also, it was one of my dreams to start there again my life.
You were just tired of living in Israel as an Arab, presumably.
The political situation here is very hard. And as a human, you need very strong energy to keep going day by day with all the pressure that we have here. So yes, the most of us, I think, are dreaming at some point to leave and have peace in other place.
But you're still here. That didn't happen. And that was many years ago. So what happened?
I believe that the hand of God was in the plan from the beginning. And it was amazing how I can't leave Israel, because almost I was in the ambassador of Spain there and waiting for their okay for me to give him the passport and to leave. And I don't know what's happened in the last minute, and they stopped it. So I think that God wants me to be here. Now I am sure that God wants me to be here.
How disappointed were you when those plans didn't work out?
I was very disappointed, and it was very difficult to me. But when you look back after you came to the faith, you know that it's the good thing that happened to me, and I thank God now, even if it cost me some pain, but I know that it's from Him for His glory.
How did God speak to you? How did you understand what God wanted you to do?
Actually, it started in my job. I had a grocery shop in Nazareth, in the main street. It was a very good business. After I'm coming to the faith, I start do ministry in my job. I distribute brochures talking about Jesus, and slowly, slowly, I start feeling that I want to do this more. I start go out visiting homes with other people, and they was training me to talk in these homes, houses, families, to preach the gospel. And at some point after this, I have it clearly from God that this is the main thing that I want you to do. So start thinking about leaving the job. It wasn't easy, not for me, not for my wife. There is the daily bread and daily life, expensive place that we living here. And we start praying. And one moment, God say, that's it. You should leave now. And I obey Him. And it was only for good.
You left the shop?
Yes, I closed the business and I start a new life as full-time ministry.
Were you encouraged? What were those early days like?
Actually, I was so afraid. I don't trust God fully. He wait for me to trust Him and to be encouraged. He wait for my wife also. And He wait actually 1 year. He was very kind with us, until He showed us exactly what He wants from us to do. And after this year, when we closed the shop, we was very sure that God with us. Even we struggle with the daily bread and money issues, we know that this is what God wants us to do.
So let's bring the story up to date, Bishara. You're now studying here at Netz. Why did you decide to come here?
After I am leaving the shop, I start do a ministry in the homes, and I face many hard questions that I had to answer. And I start think that I should have more biblical education than I have. At this moment, Dr. Bryson asked me to enjoy the place, the Netz, and I agreed, and it was a good thing to do. After 4 years, my biblical educated have changed many, and I can say that it's opened my mind to see the Bible in other perspectives, and it's opened my mind to see the preaching in other ways, even evangelism. Sometimes we think it's the small story about the love of Jesus. It's not. It's a big issue that you should tell people in many ways, in different stories. Through learning the Bible more and more in the deep way, you can do it better than before.
So let me ask you to look forward to the future. What are you anticipating you're going to be doing, and where?
My dream is to have the Harvest, my ministry that I start now, establish in Israel in the way that I can have locals and volunteers from the world live here, learning the community, learning the culture, and start work with me in the villages around. We have many Muslims villages that need to hear the Bible, and I have the vision to do it in a new way. It's to live there, it's to be between the people, it's to show them the love, and also to show them the Bible. So I hope and I pray that we will have the churches between the Muslims people.
Let's talk about The Harvest. This is what you've called your ministry, your organization. It's not just about preaching and teaching. It's about humanitarian aid as well. It's about helping people on the ground.
Yeah, we found after beginning The Harvest that sometimes you need more than telling people the story. They have many needs, physical needs, and this will be a very good start to have it. We see that we can do both, to answer the physical needs of the people there and also to answer the spiritual needs together. So, yes, we start in The Harvest to close the needs of the people.
When you go into some of the villages here in northern Israel, which, as you say, are entirely Muslim, how do you go about it? What is your method?
For being in the Muslim villages, it's not an easy thing to do. I discovered that we need a prayer strategy first, and then we can start talking with people. I plan to visit these villages before with the groups of the people who will preach the gospel there. We pray a lot in these villages, and we do nothing except praying. So we spend sometimes 1 day or 2 days praying in the same place, and we come back after people start knowing us, and they start be interested what we are doing here. And through this interest, we talk about what we are doing here. We bring you the love, we bring you the story that we have, we bring you the gospel here. And they want to know about the people who visit their villages, because it's not usual to visit Muslim places. And they invite us to the homes, and they welcome us in coffee, sometimes cakes. And very interesting to know what we tell, about whom we talk.
What do you believe God's plan is for Israel in these days?
I look at the evangelical churches here, and I believe that we are work hard, but sometimes we need to start a new things or new view, new vision here. I think that God wants us to go and to be more brave and to bring the gospel to those who we think will refuse it. Because sometimes I feel that all of us work at the same place, and we go around and around and around doing small things. And there is the whole Israel, Jewish places and Muslim places that we need to go and to start again, open doors there. This is what I think that God wants us to do here, just to open our eyes for the kilometers or the 2 kilometers far away from our homes and houses.
What would be your message to Christians in the West? How can they help and support you in what you're doing here?
I think first in their prayers, to know about us, to know about the Arab Christians and evangelical Arab Christians who try hard to live in this place and to reach the gospel also. They can also start thinking about come and help in evangelism, in anything that they can give. We have teams coming, doing musical show in the streets. We have teams coming to teach sometimes in these places, English, sport. I think that every talent and every gift that God gives you, you can use it in Israel for with us to help people so Jesus and his love.
Bishara Deeb, a mature student at the Nazareth Evangelical Theological Seminary, sharing his vision to take the good news to the Arab villages in northern Israel. And you're listening to The Olive Tree with me, Julia Fisher. As I mentioned in the introduction to this programme, evangelical Arab Christians living in Israel often feel isolated because so many Christians in the West pay a great deal of attention to Israel and the Jewish people, but know little about their Arab brothers. At a time when believers in Israel, both Messianic Jewish believers and evangelical Arab Christians, are trying hard to work together in a spirit of reconciliation, it is perhaps imperative that we have a correct perspective of what life is like for all of them, and that we do not take sides. You can support the work of people like Bishara Deeb and other Jewish and Arab believers in the Holy Land through the Olive Tree Reconciliation Fund, a Christian charity based in the UK. If you'd like to get involved and find out more about our work and receive our free bi-monthly newsletter, please either visit our website, www.olivetreefund.org, or write to me, Julia Fisher, at the Olive Tree Reconciliation Fund, P.O. Box 850, Horsham, RH12 9GA in the UK. Join me at the same time next week for another story from the Olive Tree. Until then, goodbye.